This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. We are at $257 for the First Responders Fund. Alice has set herself a goal of $2,500. And we've just begun to fill our little coffers to offer that up to the first responders. So
if
please
I could
make
just
a donation.
Shout out a couple names: Jenny,
sure.
Davis, Shannon, Megan, Rick donated $100.
All right, Rick.
Rachel donated $10.50. It's great.
Ooh.
I mean, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm always amazed by our listeners' generosity. Go to radioalice.com/sfstairclimb and click the donate button. We could really use your help with this, and so could the people who come running to you when you're in trouble. Those guys need it. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Make sure you follow our Facebook page where you can catch any videos or helpful links that we mention on air. That's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Friends.
Not to be confused with the Alice Facebook page. That's not what we're talking about. It's the Sarah and Vinny page.
Yep, just us specifically.
Yeah, you can follow both.
Sure.
But we're not, we're ours. Please.
Yep.
Thank you.
Please follow us.
Right. Okay, here's what's happening. So listen, I want to remind you guys that Labor Day is coming up, and also we're right around the corner from a heat wave. So on top of a heat wave, we also have a ton of beach closures during a big weekend for parties and outdoors, and especially during, you know, the half a year we've had. People do and are looking for something fun to do. The beach closures here in the Bay Area, though, are extensive. So be prepared to be turned away. I know Santa Cruz is shutting down. They're saying that from Pacifica to Monterey, they're basically closing parking, shutting the hours down to just evening hours so you can walk out and watch a sunset. And it's going to vary depending on where you want to go. So you need to check that stuff before you hit the road, or you may just spend hours on the highway for no good reason, just to turn around and go home. The other worry that they're mentioning here as beach closures have shut down because the beach communities don't want coronavirus coming to them. They're saying, well, you're now making it worse. People are going to go have these barbecues at their houses. And well, look, I mean, that's so we can't win. But
right.
At least the people who live at the beach aren't being inundated with, you know,
right,
the travelers. So
if
I don't
everyone
know.
Could just stay put for a minute, that would be. I get it.
It's
the end of the summer. It's, you know,
right.
If you could just, you know, make that sacrifice.
I wanted to read this text because it's slightly related to what we've been experiencing while we've been
technical difficulties.
No. We've been dealing with the pandemic, and then we've also been dealing with people, you know, hitting the beaches, and then we dealt with, you know, catastrophic fires. So 408 says, Vinny, can you tell me what the following means? I'm confused when they teleport these on the TV news. The CZU, LNU, and SCU, those are the fires. So that lightning storm that came through in the middle of the night a couple weekends back, started fires. The CZU is mine. That's the Santa Cruz San Mateo fire. The LNU is the Sonoma Napa fire. And the SCU is the South Bay fire And all of these have been burning are at different levels of contain, but that's what they're talking about.
And they're sort of taking all those fires and lumping them and putting them under the heading of that. Is that right?
Yeah. The CZU is Santa Cruz, San Mateo. And that's sort of, there were a bunch of fires set. So there's more than one, but they've sort of put them together. Yes. As
so
under
you can
one
track
heading.
Them. Right.
Right. So anyway, that's what they're referencing. And that's another thing about, you know, what it is you want to do this weekend. The air quality is still pretty yucky. I mean, at some point I got to start running again because I need to. But I've also tried to lay low because the air quality is awful.
Yeah, it's not a great idea to be running right now. You mentioned the air and those fire complexes. You just mentioned the Serenvini Facebook page. There are links to purpleair.com where you can get the particulate count for your area and also see an overhead map of all of the various fires and what state of containment they're at. That's all linked at the Serenvini Facebook page.
So in conclusion, some Bay Area beaches, in fact, most Bay Area beaches will be closed for Labor Day. So you are going to want to check and make plans accordingly. They also say backyard barbecues are a risk, depending on whether you're, you know, willing or able to keep your mask on or stay distanced. So it's a concern for everyone who's wants to get back to business. And these holidays sort of get everybody out, and we see spikes. They say the spikes that happened, what was it, Memorial? And then the other holiday is 4th of July. There's spikes following each of these holidays, so let's hope we can somehow not see that this upcoming, the next couple weeks after this holiday. All right, so there's that. I want to move on now to some other stuff I've got on my plate here. They say, and I feel like they are very late to this. According to a new survey, the overwhelming majority of people say the phone call's dead. That's right. Don't call me. Yeah. Text me.
Yeah. Zoom me.
Well,
right. If we're going to have a phone call, we might as well do FaceTime. Like, I don't want to just talk to my dad. I want to see him, you know, or otherwise we'll just text. What's the point? I don't have to like stop everything I'm doing to sit down and have a phone call.
They say people over 55 are still like a good old phone call, but most people are down for texting.
Yeah.
72% of people under 39 would rather you text, and so would 61% of people between 40 and 54. So most people prefer I prefer the text too.
Absolutely.
We can communicate without me stopping what I'm doing, and I won't disturb the people around me trying to talk and listen. That said, I feel like my partner is a very social being, and she still has long phone calls with all her friends all the time. So maybe she's the exception to the rule, but her and Trina will sit on the phone for an hour.
Like you said, they don't even have to necessarily be talking.
She keeps that thing in her ear, and she's got one in her ear and the phone somewhere in the house, but she's walking around talking to no one, Trina. And then she's also, you know, keeping up the daily business around the house at the same time.
Well, that's, you know, in a way, that's not a traditional phone call. So she has morphed it to work for her.
Right.
You know, it used to be you were tied by a cord. Remember when cordless happened? It was like, oh, my God, I can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You used to have to, like, take the long cord from the telephone that was anchored to the wall in the kitchen and go around a corner or down a set of stairs to get any privacy in the house, and then your brother and sister were picking up the other extensions. You're like, get off the phone.
Every house with a teen when I was growing up had the phone with the mile-long cord bound up and tangled, mm-hmm. and the other mile-long what do you call that, coil cord,
yes.
also
Yeah,
wound up and tangled.
Because it had been stretched to its limit and then pulled back.
Every teenager's house had one of those. You'd walk in and go, oh, that's where that kid, you know. And then you could even look around the house and go, and that's where they drag it to.
Yeah.
under the stairs. That's where I went. Anyway, so the phone call, everyone. And you know what I often will do is if I do feel like I need to make a call, I'll text first and say, can you take a call?
Absolutely. I almost never call someone just out of the blue. I think
really
that's
weird.
It's like letting someone know you're coming over their house. Hey, I need to eat up a chunk of your time. Do you have to? Can I do that now? Or no, I'm in the middle of this or that.
It's really weird, but the truth is, because our phones stop us in our tracks, and whatever we're doing, if they start ringing or even if a text comes mm-hmm. through, it's you do have to, if you're someone who respects the people you're talking with and is thoughtful, you will say, I don't want to interrupt. They may be in the middle of something important. I'll try to be as
considerate as possible.
Right. For their whatever it is they're up to. All right. So anyway, the phone is dead. Yay. And yet Apple's about to sell a million of them in September as they're about to launch the new iPhone 12.
They got
to
come up with a new name for this thing because, you know, I mean, we all sort of get what it is. It is technically a phone, but that is just not its primary purpose by a long shot anymore. It's more, I think it's more of a camera. Yeah, it's a computer. They should call it the iHand camera phone thing. That's catchy, right?
Something like that. Sure. You should be in their marketing department.
I really
very,
should.
Very well done. How'd you come up with that so fast?
You know
the
what,
iPhone
Apple?
Hand thing.
You're welcome to it. No, hand phone thing.
Oh, hand phone thing. Right.
Thing.
Off yeah. the cuff.
The eye hand phone thing.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. I know, marketing genius.
Woo.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, I'm 25 and I prefer a call over text. I get my answers faster instead of having to wait. And with texting, you have to stop what you're doing to respond. All right. If your people in your life are cool with it, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a phone call person and I'm 26.
Oh,
what?
Boy.
Yeah. Most of my friends, well, one friend in particular, she lives in Texas and she doesn't FaceTime. She has no social media. And we call each other maybe like twice a month or three times. And we're just on the phone, kind of like what your wife does.
Just hanging.
Just hanging.
Yes. Well, sometimes she'll call me with a time difference. She'll call me on her way home from work.
Oh.
And so that, which is like,
well, that breaks up the afternoon for you.
Yeah, it's just like 2:30. So, and
you
then,
can stop reading your book. And,
yeah. But then sometimes if it's too complicated to explain over text, my other friend, well, who doesn't hate, she doesn't like phone calls, but she'll text me and be like, hey, can I call you? And then she'll explain what she was trying to say over text.
There you
faster.
Go. See, that's the pretext.
Yeah,
I even text my mom in advance. Can you pick up the phone?
Yeah.
And a part of it is she'll feel obligated to pick up in the grocery
Absolutely.
Store and then be
even
like,
if she's busy.
Hi, honey. What can I do? Why are you whispering? Well, I'm in the grocery store.
Well, you shouldn't have picked up. You could have just texted me.
Call
back.
Me when you're done. No, it's okay. I'm fine. I've pulled over. You pulled your card over. Okay. That's great. You're on the side of the cereal aisle and you're going to have a conversation in the middle of the... No. Just call me when you get out to the... Well, what was it? Go ahead. Oh, for crying out
Just
loud.
Wanted to say hi. I feel like we've accomplished that. I got that you're still alive and I got to go.
And my sisters hate calling. Like if it's like for a restaurant or any type of information, they have... Can you just call them for me? That's what my sisters do. So I end up calling my... Sometimes I'm
you know, my kids have said that too. Like, I'm like, just call and get a pizza. Goes,
no, I don't want to.
Will you call?
And if there's no like online option, like to order food, like, can you just call? Like, I always have to call.
Can you call?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's well,
I don't
know.
What is the aversion?
They just
is
don't
there
want,
some
they
kind
don't,
of.
They don't like being
they
on
don't
the
wanna,
phone.
They don't want to
be
on the
phone.
Phone.
Yeah.
I think there's a nervous thing too. Like, when we were kids, you were taught from a very early age how to answer the phone in the house and. You know, hello, Clark residence, or whatever your parents made you do. And so we're sort of used to it, and you had to call for information. And now kids are just like, they never have to do that. They can just do it on their phone. And if they can't, you do it. You're old and experienced in that
way.
My
older sisters ask me to do
days.
It. They're like, Nicole, you just call. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll do it. It's just
you're braver. You're the brave. You should just say, if you call me Nicole the Brave from now on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to negotiate for a name change. Okay, well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the front line calling. I'm just kidding.
You know what I've noticed? I don't know if other people are dealing with this as well. I had to learn, and luckily we didn't have a bad situation take place. But because we had the portal and because it works off of some kind of online calling, my kid will call my phone and it will come up as my wife. So I don't for a while, it didn't sink in that this kid could be calling me at any given time and it's not my wife. So, you know, it'll say, Christina, I pick up. Yeah, honey. Hi, Dad. I'm like, what are you doing with mom's phone? That has become a fairly regular occurrence. And luckily I haven't said, you know, hey, so, you know, that could certainly get sticky or ugly if you, you know, wrongly assume that's your wife instead of
hey, honey, ready for Pound Town?
Thank you for helping me explain what I was getting at. Exactly right. Anyway, are we still in big delay? Oh, no. Did it just switch? Gotta go. Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.